Moments with the Master, Day 7, The Storms of Life and My Personal Decisions. No one ever promised us that life would be rosy, but when the storms of life come our way, we act as though we are surprised. Crisis and calamity are our lot. However, there is an additional ingredient that we throw into the boiling, churning pot of our life's calamities. That ingredient involves our personal decisions in the midst of these crises and calamities. It is one thing to expect challenging times in life, but it is quite another to augment the difficulty of those challenges by making bad decisions. Jonah is a character mentioned in the Old Testament of the Bible. He is an example of someone who made a bad decision and who thus created a crisis in his life. God had asked Jonah to speak for him to a pagan population. Jonah did not want to obey God because he feared that some of these pagan people might ask God to forgive them, and God would forgive them and not punish them. Jonah had a better plan, not to share God's word of repentance and faith, and then none of the pagans would escape God's punishment for their sins. Have we ever had a better plan than God? Have we ever thought or said that what God was doing was not as smart as what we would do? Think about it. I am sure you can remember a time when you thought or said such a thing. Well, God's plan was so good that it included what to do with a disobedient prophet like Jonah. God brought a crisis into Jonah's life that was entirely of Jonah's own doing. Jonah had to end up with his life in danger because he thought he was smarter than God. In the Old Testament of the Bible, in the book of Jonah, chapter 1, verses 1 through 17, we read, Now the word of Jehovah came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of Jehovah. And he went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of Jehovah. But Jehovah sent out a great wind upon the sea, and there was a mighty tempest on the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Then the mariners were afraid, and cried every man unto his God. And they cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea to lighten it unto them. But Jonah was gone down into the innermost parts of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. So the shipmaster came to him and said unto him, What meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God, if so be that God will think upon us, that we perish not. And they said every one to his fellow, Come, and let us cast lots, that we may know for those whose cause this evil is upon us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. And then they said to him, Tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause this evil is upon us. What is thine occupation, and whence comest thou? What is thy country, and of what people art thou? And he said unto them, I am a Hebrew, and I fear Jehovah, the God of heaven, who hath made the sea and the dry land. Then were the men exceedingly afraid, and said unto him, What is this that thou hast done? For the men knew that he was fleeing from the presence of Jehovah, because he had told them. Then said they unto him, What shall we do unto thee, that the sea may be calm unto us? For the sea grew more and more tempestuous. And he said unto them, Take me up and cast me forth into the sea, so shall the sea be calm unto you. For I know that for my sake this great tempest is upon you. Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to get them back to the land. But they could not, for the sea grew more and more tempestuous against them. Wherefore they cried unto Jehovah and said, We beseech thee, O Jehovah, we beseech thee, Let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not upon us innocent blood, for thou, O Jehovah, hast done as it pleased thee. So they took up Jonah and cast him forth into the sea, and the sea ceased from its raging. Then the men feared Jehovah exceedingly, and they offered a sacrifice unto Jehovah and made vows. And Jehovah prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. Notice that Jonah's disobedience was gradual and incremental. First, Jonah found a ship. Next, he paid the fare to travel on the ship. And finally, Jonah went down into the ship. This incremental disobedience is reminiscent of Psalm chapter 1, verse 1. God's people are told not to walk in the way of the wicked. That is, not to make a beeline to those of an ungodly lifestyle. Jonah searched for a getaway vehicle and found a ship. God's people are told not to stand in the way of sinners. That is, not to park ourselves and participate even as an observer in the lifestyle of ungodly people. Jonah paid the fare. Lastly, God's people are told not to sit in the seat of the scornful. That is, not to become identified with the same lifestyle as the ungodly. Jonah went down into the ship. So often we allow ourselves to become slowly enticed, to just casually taste of what the world has to offer. Once we have tasted the forbidden fruit of the world, we begin to frequent worldly places. And once we become regulars of worldly places, we find it so much easier to become just like the world. Instead of taking the message of God about repentance and faith to the world, we find ourselves becoming part of the world, and our message is silenced. And those we now associate with have lost a messenger from God to tell them about God's love for them. There are also calamities in life which seem to fall upon us no matter what we do. When bad things happen to us, for which we cannot find a reason, at least not a reason based on something bad that we might have done, we either fold up like a fan or we shriek like a banshee. If Jesus were to be with us when such a calamity would come upon us, what would he say if we ran to him complaining and shirking from the test? Would he ask us like he asked his disciples, "Where is your faith?" In the New Testament of the Bible, in the Gospel according to Luke chapter 8, verses 22 through 25, we read, "Now it came to pass on one of those days that he entered into a boat, himself and his disciples. And he said unto them, Let us go over unto the other side of the lake. And they launched forth. But as they sailed, he fell asleep. And there came down a storm of wind on the lake, and they were filling with water and were in jeopardy. And they came to him and awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we perish. And he awoke and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water. And they ceased, and there was a calm. And he said unto them, Where is your faith? And being afraid, they marveled, saying one to another, Who then is this, that he commandeth even the winds and the water, and they obey him? Listen as Amy sings, Will Your Anchor Hold?
We have an anchor that can innocent.